Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God that's done.
Yeah, I have to put my pants back on. So,
I got to fall away. How are you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world and a lot to talk about. And
there's so much to talk about every day.
Yes. Yes, it
that's
boggles the mind. Yeah, we need a lot more women to fight this battle. It's too much for just two people.
No, it's every day. We could talk about this 24/7, 365 days a year, probably for decades, just on what has been done up until today. That's how
that is. That's true. That is true. So, let's get started.
All right, I just turned my phone down. I was trying to turn it up. I turned it down. I figured we'd start with what do you think about this? I figured we'd start with the more lighthearted stupidness first and then go in because I'm down. I really want to hear your ISIS rant. So,
all right.
But that's going to be like a serious, serious issue. So I figured we'd lead up until that. Because there's a lot of other dumb stuff that women have done this week.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a lot of them. No,
our first, I really want to start out with this because this is our favorite left-wing crackpot woman of all. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, that must be the treasonous fossilized hag known as Hillary Clinton, Killary Clinton, Haggardly Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
See, now, I'm pretty sure you probably heard about this. When she was speaking at UNLV, the University of Las Vegas, I believe it is, University of Nevada, in Las Vegas, at some fundraiser, she had outrageous demands. And this is a woman who claims she was dead broke with, what, two or three mansions, and she's one of the regular people, yet she's demanding outrageous things. What
oh,
say
exactly.
you, Ms. Christie?
Well, she must think that the people are just that stupid or their attention span is that short. Because,
well,
you know, it doesn't even occur to her that, you know, she just tried to convince people that she's, you know, she's really not that well off and all this tripe. But she doesn't doesn't mind getting a Gulfstream.
In the meantime, to speak at a university, which is a public university, which gets taxpayer money, she's requiring a six-figure fee for over $200,000. She will only fly as long as it's a private jet for transportation on a $39 million 16-passenger Gulfstream 6450 or larger. She doesn't travel alone, of course, because she has to have an entourage of aides, of course, who have to have adjoining rooms. And then she has to have a presidential suite. I mean, seriously, chick, the people are paying for this crap. I think that's the bigger problem. It's not that she's demanding it and that she's pretending she's just one of the regular people. People are paying it.
Well, yeah, it's because nobody's paying attention to, you know, the fact they're being robbed.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
If she was in the private sector doing this stuff, she'd be probably indicted. But she's, you know, she's supposedly running for president, so that makes it okay.
If she was in the private sector, she would have been in jail long, long time ago.
Yes. I'm still waiting
Hurry
for that.
Her husband.
I'm still waiting for her to trade in the pantsuit for the orange jumpsuit. It might be a good look. But hide the
cankles.
It'll
be a day of celebration.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so evil, the bait that whatever she was wearing last week. Yeah, now we know why she wears pantsuits.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm drinking a Mike's Twisted Tea, and the top of the cover says why.
That's a good question.
What?
I said that's a good question. I ask myself
exactly.
that every day.
Oh,
every
my God,
day.
Yeah.
So
Go ahead. I was going to say, that it was built? You go.
Okay. So I'm at the Ready for Hillary page.
Oh, God.
And I thought it might be fun to read some from the Flying Monkeys for Hillary. She's got post about the women's vote. She says, what the champions of suffrage understood was that the vote is not just a symbol of our equality, but that it can be, if used, a guarantee of result. Well, I can tell you this, and I might piss off some people when I say this, but I would gladly give up my right to vote if we could get all the stupid women in America not to vote either. I mean, I would revoke that in a second if it kept all these stupid idiot women from not voting.
Oh, the other day I mentioned something about this, and some guy's like, that was the downfall of this country, giving women the right to vote. And he was joking, but he was also serious, because look what it's turned into. Like, Democrats didn't want women to have the right to vote back then, because they were afraid we'd vote Republican. And we did. When we got the right to vote with Republicans' help, we did end up voting for Harding Coolidge in the next election. And Coolidge is one of the greatest presidents in our history. He's my favorite president, personally. They were afraid. And then, you know, then it eventually changed. And now women are just voting with their uterus. Their uteri.
Right.
They're not voting. Back then, we voted with our brains. Now they vote with their lady parts.
Yeah, or they vote for, you know, whatever welfare program they can get because they like that security, like we've talked about before.
Yeah, because they like Big Daddy government to take care of them because they're either too weak to take care of themselves or they actually need a man but can't get one because liberal men aren't real men.
Isn't that the truth? Amen, sister. So she's got this, she's got this post up here. It shows corn because I guess she's going to Iowa. And so that's, you know, that has restarted the whole GMO discussion because she's pro-GMO and an awful lot of people for that. Whoever's running her page must have fact. But there's this woman on there named Joanne Bentham. And, yes, I am calling out these people.
Oh, I got to look. Oh, I see her. Mean-spirited people make her cry. Is that the one? Uh-oh. Did I lose you? Did we lose both of us? I have no idea. I don't know if I'm talking to myself or if you guys can hear me or you guys can just hear Christy and you lost me. Is anybody there? I have no idea if you guys can hear me. Maybe Christy doesn't know if I can hear her. This is interesting. I hate to not talk and not have people sitting and listening in silence, but I'm also feel like an idiot if I'm sitting here talking to myself and you guys can't even hear me. Oh, wait, then you won't even know I'm doing this. Ha! Huh. I don't know what's going on. Ah, now the bulldogs are coming. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I couldn't hear you.
I feel, well, my phone cut out. I feel like that commercial with the cell phone. Can you hear me?
Okay, it was only you that dropped. Somebody just said, keep talking, only one of you dropped. I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, I'm talking to myself, or I didn't drop, and nobody knows I'm talking to myself.
No, I think the flying monkeys must have gotten to me.
They did. They put a bad karma on you. So
really?
What were you saying about this woman? I saw her on there. She's like, mean people suck.
She says mean-spirited people are making her cry.
Yeah, I saw
And I just want to say, take your meds, lady.
Oh, my God. Somebody else called her the only quintessential candidate. Seriously?
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody just responded to something I posted on the Rachel Maddow show. I'm like, I got to go look. Kimberly, you are against the leaders of your party. Women are to be kept, as the Bible says, barefoot and pregnant. You are to serve your man any way he wishes, whenever he wishes. They have the right to control your body and your bed. If you don't believe me, ask any good GOP boss. Oh, my good Lord.
Ask her how she feels about gun rights. Ask her why she's not pro-choice about gun rights.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Just call her out.
Oh, no, this is a man.
Oh, it's a man. Oh, even better. Turn your nuts in at the door.
I'm saying maybe you keep your wife in the kitchen, but I like to hang out at the gun range.
Remind him that he's not allowed to talk about women's issues because he doesn't have a uterus or something.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to say vagina.
You know?
Oh, God. These people, all you get is fodder every day on Facebook and Twitter. I do the hashtag femtoo all the time. I look on that, and that's where I find a bunch of crazy feminazis. It's insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you know it was Bill Clinton's birthday this week?
Yes. Oh, I wonder what Hillary got for him. I wonder what toe Hillary got for him.
I wonder what
maybe
he got
they spared her. Maybe they shared the hoe.
Hey, you know, you never know. Rumor has it.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Well, hasn't that been rumors about a few different presidential partners, wives, husbands, whatever?
I wouldn't even be surprised. Have you seen, you know, look at Eleanor Roosevelt.
Exactly.
That woman had to be a lesbian because there ain't no way that a woman that looks like that can be straight.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to offend.
I'm drinking something. That's exactly what I was thinking of, too.
And, of course, I wouldn't even blame Rosalind Carter if she were a lesbian because, you know, I mean, who wants to think about Jimmy Carter, you know?
Oh, God. No.
I gave you all your kids. Now we're done.
Exactly. Oh, my God. No. You know what? I just got a visual in my head. It's not right. Not right.
Sorry, folks. I don't mean to make you taste your dinner twice tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Not even cool. Tell us about your buddy Amanda Faroutcott.
Oh, well, you know, she has come out against the Rick Perry indictment because she says that, you know, we liberals, we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard or some stupid thing. She tweeted that earlier in the week. And, of course, there is all kind of fodder about that, holding herself to a higher standard. Of course, this is the woman who says that she'd go get an abortion just for the fun of it or something. But, you know, what I thought was funny about the whole Perry indictment thing was that smooth brain Joaquin Castro was the first one to come out and say, Rick Perry should resign.
Oh, my God.
You know, and now you've got all of these, you know, even people on the liberal side of things are saying what a shaky indictment this is, and, you know, there's no reason why it should have even been brought and all this stuff. So this guy's completely made a fool of himself without even reviewing the facts of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he's supposed to be like a big, huge so-called star in the Democratic Party who's got these presidential ambitions, or at least the party's got them for him. Like, that's the best you can do? Well, he's Hispanic. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he even is talked to. The thing about this this whole Rick Perry indictment is you see the video of this wildebeest.
Right.
She can't. She's completely trashed. She's, you know, and I saw the first video I saw wasn't of the actual arrest. It was after, you know, she was in the jail, and she's nasty. She's spitting on them. She's saying, call this person, call that person, you know, because she's a DA, so she, you know, she should be treated specially. And I'm pretty sure the cops didn't know who she was when they pulled her over. You know, I mean, they might have looked up her license plate, but who knows? I don't know if they have time to do that when they see someone who's clearly drunk driving down the road, could possibly kill someone. And she, did you see the video with her doing her the sobriety test?
Oh, yeah. She's a real looker. She's a class.
A lot of times.
Yep. Large Marge.
Large Marge, that's right.
Right.
So, but here she is. She does all this. And you know what? She should have resigned. And obviously, she must be elected or something. I don't know why they couldn't fire her. Clearly, she couldn't be fired. But she should have resigned because here she is, a DA who's in charge of prosecuting people like herself. And she does this. And it was a huge embarrassment. It wasn't even just a minor, you know, it wasn't just a, oh, I screwed up, whatever. It was huge, especially because they had all those videos. And
yeah.
And this is what Democrats turn around and do? Really?
Right. This is the kind of people you want working for you? I mean, this is your, you know, and she was resisting arrest.
So, yeah.
I mean, she's a DA, for God's sake. Resisting arrest. But, you know, Abortion Barbie is in such trouble in Texas that they're just trying to throw whatever shit at the wall that they can.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. You're right.
You know?
You're right.
Because
they probably think, Democrats are so dumb that they probably think, okay, if we indict Rick Perry, that's going to somehow affect Greg Abbott's race, so then Abortion Barbie, who sucks royally, can win. Oh, please. That chick ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And when you have people like even David Axelrod coming out and saying that the indictment is ridiculous, I mean, what does that tell you? You're on the wrong side of the whole bit.
The fact that, Alan Dershowitz came out and said it, and he's a raging liberal. He admits it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he came out and said it. He's a lawyer. Isn't he a lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Left
Even
lawyer.
He came out and said it. But I've seen a lot of liberals and people on the left saying it. And, you know, sometimes that scares you because, oh, my God, they're agreeing. But I think they realize that if they don't say something, you know, can you imagine if every time a department or something in the state didn't like a governor's veto, they sued them or tried to indict them for it? Every governor does it.
Oh, yeah.
Every governor does it. Even the president, all presidents probably, have threatened vetoes if X, Y, or Z isn't met. That's the executive branch. That's like the only thing they have in their power is the power of the veto when it comes to, you know, the legislature below them and the, you know, the departments below them.
Right.
And I don't blame Perry for doing that because clearly she not only embarrassed the entire department, but she's going to be prosecuting people. I mean, the people that live in that county, how can they have any faith in her or, you know, trust her? If she's
right.
doing that kind of stuff, she won't resign.
She's completely derelict in her duty, and there's no way that she can prosecute anybody. You know, I mean, that... Think of how many trials, you know, retrials they may have had to have just because this woman has her own issues. You know, can you imagine being a defense attorney and making hay out of that?
Oh, I know, exactly. It's ridiculous. And, you know, maybe a normal person, say a normal person in a regular job, you know, they wouldn't lose their job because, or be asked to resign because they got a DUI. But when you hold certain positions in government, you're held to a little bit of a higher standard because you're the one enforcing the laws. You know, you're either enforcing the laws or writing the laws. So you're held to a higher standard because you're doing that. So that's why this is a big issue with what she did.
Right. Exactly.
Of course, she doesn't see it that way.
Well, neither do the Texas Democrats. Because their candidate is going to lose in November.
Sheila Jackson Lee is a Texas Democrat. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Well, she's in Houston, so I think she's in Houston. So that's...
I think you're right.
That's about as blue as it gets. In Texas.
Houston and Austin. I don't know. I think Austin is in Travis County, and I think Austin might be blue as well. Any big city is. Because big city is the, you know, the government plantation of dependents.
That's right. And Austin has a lot of the college kids, too. So that's going to help.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We have that. We have that in New Hampshire too. I'm sure you guys have that in Georgia.
Oh yeah. Yes, you gotta love the young folk. That's right.
Unfortunately.
Well, what are you going to do? That's why we're here, to talk some sense into people.
Yeah. So, I really want you to tell people about the article you found this week and sent me about the woman who thinks reducing the male population by 90% will solve everything. You have to talk about that because that's killing me.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I guess she calls herself a femitheist, which would be like a female god or something. She's 22 years old.
Barely coming in now.
Oh, okay. Well, here, let me step away. She's 22 years old. She's basically just old enough to tie her own shoes. And she's got a 3-year-old son, or kid. I don't know if it's a son. Basically, she's a bitter woman. Can you hear me?
Hello. Can you hear me? See now, or am I still not... I don't know again if I'm talking to myself. Or
I can hear you. Can you hear me now? Kimberly? Kim.
Hello? Oy vey. I can't hear Christy. And I don't know if you guys can even hear me. Think I'm on the show, but I might not be. Christy, can you hear me? I can't
hear
you.
Oh,
now
man.
I can. I hear you now.
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to have to step away from the computer in order for this to work. So.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I don't know if anybody can hear me. I'm glad I didn't say anything bad.
Well, now
I have my friend Patrice. My friend Patrice she's commenting. She's like, she's telling us that she can hear us because she's listening to the show.
You could have done a whole monologue by yourself.
I could have. Yeah, but it might have been bad.
Well,
I called back in twice. Yeah, that's true. I called back in twice, and it kept dropping me. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Somebody's not liking
it. I didn't get to hear you talk about the lunatic femipsycho.
Well, so it's this woman who's a young woman, like early 20s. She hardly knows anything. She's basically a spurned woman. And she's pissed off at her boyfriend because now she has a kid, and I guess he doesn't do his job. So now she hates men, and she thinks that we should do away with 90% of all men, and that men should be sent away to, like, camps and stuff. like the population should be segregated by gender. The society would be run by women, which would be hideous.
I read this, and yeah, this woman is twisted and probably should not have a child.
Exactly.
She wants to segregate men and place them in their own specific sections of society, and
right.
They'd be subsidized or state-funded reservations.
Right, exactly.
She says, we can make not only men safer, but women as well. We'll subsidize the reservations through the state, and we'll provide men with activities, healthcare, entertainment, shelter, protection, and everything they could ever require in life. Sounds like prison.
Like porn. And they would be all administered by the state, too. So, be all controlled by the state.
Which would apparently be run by all women. And given that the majority of women in this country seem to be left-wing, I don't want them running my country. Thank you, no.
Yes, please. I'll just go jump off a bridge now and
end
it all.
Oh, my God. We'd have to have a revolution against all gender.
Isn't that sad?
Let me tell you, it's that bad. I would definitely I would revolt against my own gender and cull our own gender before that happens.
That's right.
Did you see what else she said? She said she thinks that sexual orientation can be designed. And essentially what it seems like she's saying is eventually we'll be able to engineer people to a greater preference for their own sex. Really?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know if you saw the picture I found. Somebody posted in another group earlier. Ray, I don't know if he's still listening. Ray posted it. It's brilliant. Somebody, what's her name? Sierra Marley. I don't know who she is, but she posted a photo. The closest I ever got to a lesbian experience was kissing a liberal guy. That's freaking brilliant.
That's true, though.
It's so true. And, you know, nothing against lesbians. I know conservative lesbians, it's just a joke. It's, you know, but, oh, my God, that is so true. But can you imagine? We can sort of make people, you know, sort of go that way. So, okay, so you're going to cull the population of men by, what, 90%? And then put them on a plantation, reservation by themselves. Can you imagine how insane the world would be with the majority being women who have PMS or menopause and have no buffer zone of men in between?
The men probably wouldn't want to come off the reservation.
No
in a
kidding.
World like that. They just give them some porn and some alcohol.
Exactly.
And put football on TV.
can you picture it? Oh, we'd have to be like sneaking onto the reservation if we wanted to have some fun.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what kind of men are you going to end up with? You're going to end up with men probably who end up messing around with each other. It's going to end up being a homosexual society, and, you know, that'll be the end of it. Any boy that shows too much masculinity would have to be culled from the herd. So you'd have all these pajama boys and feminists. Now, good luck with that.
Christy, it could be Brokeback Reservation.
Exactly. Personally, I'd rather slobber on the mirror than kiss a liberal guy.
Oh my God, yeah. I would rather be alone for the rest of my life than even have to spend a night with Pajama Boy. I don't think Pajama Boy would know what to do with either of us.
He wouldn't have the ability to do anything. He's already turned his nuts in. So,
well, he can actually he can make hot cocoa.
Great. And,
or do you think he has a mommy do that while he's in the basement taking a bath?
No, I don't want these visuals in my
head. I know, I just got that visual. I'm sorry. We're bad. Yes, we are. We are bad. That's why we're doing this.
No, and I'm not even drinking tonight. One of these nights, though, I'm going to take a Thursday off and then drink off for the show.
We'll take a Thursday off, and we'll monitor like the Ready for Hillary page, the Ready for Warren page, and like certain Twitter hashtags. And anytime someone says something stupid, which will be often, we'll have to do a shot.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody in the chat room will have to do a shot too.
I think that would work. I think we have to plan for that. But the only thing is, people have to take that Thursday off or go to work hungover.
That's right.
Wait, I work from home, so that's easy for me.
But it might be fun. We'll have to plan that.
Thing I don't get, and I know we talk about this. I think we probably talk about this every week. I don't get where these women come from that think like this. I don't understand it.
Well, I think that, I mean, anybody that has a healthy relationship with the opposite sex is not going to feel that way, you know? So either they didn't have a good relationship with their dad, or they didn't have a good relationship with past boyfriends, or they weren't able to attract men, and men thought they were ugly in high school. And, you know, there's a root cause of it. Because anybody who's well-adjusted doesn't think like that.
Yeah,
I still say that any woman who's straight wants to feel attractive to men. She may not admit it, but women enjoy feeling attractive to men if they're straight. And, you know, that's why they go to all the trouble. But
that's the natural thing to, you know, feel. And if you're a woman and you're gay, then you want to feel attractive to other women who are the same. But these are women who blatantly, it's not even that they're gay, it's that they just hate men so much because because of what you're saying, because of something dysfunctional that probably happened in their lifetime, that they just go turn 360 degrees and they absolutely abhor men, as opposed to just being strong, independent women and, you know, wait for that right guy to come along.
Yeah, and have you seen a lot of these women? They look like they should have tusks.
They look like they should have what?
Tusks. Tusks.
Oh, my God. There was a picture. Oh, I can't remember. There was a picture recently that you probably showed me or somebody, or maybe it was John or somebody that, yeah, it was a perfect example of that. But this girl that's saying that she wants to call the male population, she's actually a pretty girl. And clearly she used to like men at one point because she has a 3-year-old that, you know, she had when she was 19.
Right.
So
somebody did her wrong, but she allowed somebody to do her wrong, you know? Victimhood is a choice.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? If you obsess to that point where you just hate all men and it consumes you, you're not hurting men, you're hurting yourself.
Yeah, exactly. She's not only hurting herself, she's hurting her child.
You know,
I hope to God she doesn't have a boy child.
Oh, my God. No. No, 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 no. But
because that child will definitely be a pajama boy.
Yeah, we've already got plenty of those. Way too many.
Get too many. We have way too many of those. Those are the guys that like to be all tough guys, like they're actually tough in and, you know, on Facebook and on Twitter and on social media, and like to send nasty messages or say nasty things to conservative women who disagree with them.
Right. Because a philosophy, your philosophy, if you have a philosophy that's rooted in fact and experience, and you're not threatened by an opposing opinion. There's no reason for you to call names just because someone disagrees with you. But if your philosophy is based on nothing, then, you know, anybody that opposes you is a threat.
Right.
And the only way you know how to deal with it is to attack, because it's your only line of defense. It's the only thing you have.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're all big, tough guys in mommy's basement on the keyboard of their computer. But, you know, in real life, of course, we all know they're not. But I just posted the other day, someone reminded me to look at my other mailbox on Facebook. And I never remember to look in that. I very rarely do it. And, you know, mostly it's just stupid, you know, men making comments saying, oh, blah, blah, you're pretty or whatever. Everybody gets those. Guys get those. Women get them all the time, whatever. But then
There's
nasty. I found a bunch of nasty messages from leftist males because they didn't like something I commented on a post on some left-wing site or wherever. I don't even know where I commented because I have no idea who these people are. And one of the ones I got, because they actually amuse me, is it's always a shame to see that women can be fascist, effing psychopaths as much as men. Oh, well, do hurry up and blow your effing head off with one of your husband's many shotguns. You're wasting our precious air with your continued existence. Now, first of all, moron, I'm not a leftist, so I can't be a fascist. Second of all, I have my own freaking shotgun.
Did you tell them?
You know, and I won't email these psychos back because that just, you know, feeds it. But I'm just like,
right.
Really? Blow your head off. And then, of course, one of them was, you know, like I was called the C word several times, and I don't mean cute.
Right.
The C and X time word. And one of them was like, yeah, that's right. You're a bigger C and X time because bitch isn't good enough, so you're a bigger C. I'm like, really? I'm pretty sure I'm not the C in this conversation. That didn't happen.
Right. Yes, thank you for wasting 60 seconds of your life writing me a nasty message. I hope it made you feel better.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is they don't get it because all those things amuse me. You know, those messages and the nastiness doesn't faze me. Back in 2008 when I first started even being involved in politics, the left always did this kind of thing. And it actually offended a lot of conservative women who, you know, they've been nice, quote unquote, for all these years. And I'm like, and I was just nasty right back. I mean, you want to get in the sandbox, I will get in the sandbox, but I'm going to win. I'm going to throw sand in your eyes because I'm going to be way worse than you. So nothing they can say is going to offend me.
You're going to throw sand in their eyes, and then when they're blinded, you're going to kick their ass.
Yes, that's right. I can't kick them in the nuts because they don't have any. But it's true. And they're not – what we have, you and I and a ton of the conservative women we know, what we now have is what I call a new generation of conservative women who fight back. You know what? Go ahead. You want to call me that? It's not going to do a damn thing to me because I'm going to kick your ass no matter what.
That's right. That's right.
Oh.
Well, we have the right to think for ourselves. That's what it comes down to. I'm not going to think the way you want me to think just because I'm a woman.
No, exactly.
Because
I don't fall into your mold of left-wing, big daddy government needs to take care of me women.
Right. Because I can support myself. And I choose to.
Exactly.
I choose to I choose to do without. If I can't afford something, I don't buy it. I mean, it's just not hard. You know,
well,
rather
then,
than,
you know,
rather
well,
than rely
I think,
on somebody else.
I think that left-wing men don't like women who want, can pay for their own birth control. Because left-wing men, apparently left-wing men refuse to pay for birth control for the women that they actually sleep with, which I find shocking. But they...
Yeah, because they're a bunch of cheap asses.
Yeah, exactly.
They
must refuse to pay for it because it's left-wing women who are demanding that big government daddy pay for it or whining that big government daddy mandate their employers pay for it. Someone else has to pay for it, but not the woman who's having sex or the man she's having sex with. No. It's got to be someone else.
Right, because they're all just a bunch of worthless spongers and parasites. They don't care about anything but whatever they can get for free. But they're just as bad as these looters in Ferguson who don't give a rat's ass about these business owners and the fact that they have to bust their ass to make a profit and work, you know, 12 hours a day or whatever. They don't give a shit about that. All they care about is getting whatever they can get and screw the poor business owner. And this, it's the same thing with the leftists and their free birth control.
And with Ferguson and with any time that people have done this kind of looting, it's like, you dumbasses, you're looting in your own neighborhood. These are the stores that you're going to try to go to tomorrow and get formula for your baby or try to get some fruit and vegetables. Well, maybe not fruit and vegetables, but you're trying to get some food for your kids to put on the table. Not only are you hurting yourself, you're hurting the business owner who provides these things for you that you pay for, but this business owner is also providing jobs for your neighbors.
Right, and now he doesn't have money to pay for another employee because he's got to pay for the damage to be repaired that you've done to his store.
Yeah, and some of the stores have closed down because they've been burnt down.
Exactly, and you have these freaking communists and anarchists mixed in with the crowd, too. These ne'er-do-wells.
You gotta love that. The old white communists going to Ferguson to try to tell the black man that they need a revolution against the man, aka the police. And because old white communists know all about suppression and oppression. Oh my God, they did this with Trayvon Martin, and they do this every time because they really believe that they're going to get these people to jump on board with them and rise up to some kind of revolution. Eventually, the people that already, actually, the people in Ferguson are like, screw you, freak shows. This isn't what we're all about. But
exactly.
These old white leftists do it every time. And I think I can't remember if I was talking to you or somebody else. We have been fighting against this for a while, you know, they've been fighting for this, I should say, for a while, trying to get these people to jump on board with them, and they lose every time.
Well, yeah. Well, part of it is because look at their tactics. I mean, you want to convince people of your philosophy? Yeah, go and destroy their property. That'll convince them. Dumbasses.
Yeah,
come burn
exactly.
My house down and then tell me what you think. You know, go to hell.
Yeah, exactly. You know, these lefty communists don't want them in their neighborhood, but, you know, they're willing to go to the ghetto or to these neighborhoods where these things are happening and try to get these people to rise up in other neighborhoods.
Right, exactly. I mean, as far as the militarization of the police, I don't want to see the police militarized. I don't want to see, like, you know, the army marching down the street in some small town because, I mean, frankly, today it's Ferguson crowd or whoever, but tomorrow it could be Tea Party because we all know how the government feels about them. So it cuts both ways. But when you have a society who refuses to police itself, it will be policed by the state. And so if you're not going to police yourself, you'll be policed by someone else. And if you're going to act like a wild animal, then don't be surprised when you end up in a cage.
Right.
But that's
exactly
why the founder said that in order for this country to work, in order for this republic to survive, it was going to have to take moral people who had a moral code who would police themselves, what we don't have now. And so this militarization of the police and the out-of-control crowds, they both feed on each other.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing. You're exactly right. It's feeding off each other. And I think one of the problems is, again, people from outside of Ferguson have come in to make it worse.
Exactly.
And
part of it was the media.
It would have been over with in a few days if it was just people from Ferguson until they waited
right.
for their actual results.
Exactly. I saw an article the other day. It said some unarmed white guy got shot by the cops in Dallas, and the white people protested by going to work.
I saw that. You know, the thing is, these, you know, people like Al Sharpton, scumbag of the planet, Jesse Jackson, these other people, the president even, they make comments on this. They insert their opinions on this case and, like, the George Zimmerman case, but they ignore Chicago, where last weekend 22 people died from gunfire, and it was all in, you know, probably the South Side. It was all in the ghettos of Chicago, which is the majority black. It's young black people killing young black people. And nobody cares.
Right.
They don't care when that happens.
No, because then they would have to indict themselves. You know, it's easier to get mad at the cops or get mad at some white Hispanic guy or whatever the hell they called Zimmerman. You know, that's an easy devil to get mad at. But when you have to look at yourself, nobody wants to do that.
Right.
But you're sending the message, basically, that your life is worth more if you're killed by a white guy or a cop than if you're killed by a black person, if you're killed
right.
by your own kind. So, I mean, and Sharpton, he doesn't give a damn. All he wants is money so he can go out and buy more whores for himself. Mm-hmm.
Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are disgusting pieces of filth. Al Sharpton has actually caused people to be murdered years ago. The man should be in freaking jail. He should not be out or on PMSNBC. But these
he can't even read a freaking teleprompter without screwing it up. Guy can hardly speak.
Oh, my God. I saw that blooper. I saw that. That was hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh, we should find it again so I can post it. The guy makes money off of racial divide, racial hatred, racial war, and fear-mongering. That's what he does. He would be nothing but a pissant in the annals of history if it wasn't for what he's doing. And actually, he's still a pissant, but it's unfortunate that some people, and not even in the black community, I think a lot of people in the black community actually think he's just a big jackass. But I think some people on the left, white liberals, actually listen to him or think he has any kind of credence. And that's the problem.
Right. Well, the white liberals, they don't care about the black person. All they care about is keeping their own side in power. And if Al Sharpton can keep the blacks in line, so to speak, then they don't care. The white liberal has achieved what they want.
Well, yeah, Al Sharpton works to help keep the black community racially divided, to make them believe that they are treated less than white people. And you know what? I'm sure there are some black people who truly feel that way. Well, unfortunately, there's probably a lot. But what's reality? What's perceived? And what are they doing about it? Not a damn thing.
Exactly.
You know, of course, we know racism exists. Racism will always exist. It exists on every side. That's individual people. That's not an entire community. You cannot say one whole community is racist against someone else, because in reality, you're pushing everyone as a collective as opposed to individuals. So I would never make that statement. But
right.
That's something Al Sharpton would make. That's a statement he would make.
Oh, yeah, because it suits his agenda. I mean, liberals don't care about facts. All they care about is saying whatever they have to say to get their agenda met. Facts be damned.
Yeah, exactly. It has nothing to do with the reality of this country or the world even. It has to do with what can we get out of this.
That's right.
I mean, I'm sure you saw they had the Democrats have voter registration booths set up in Ferguson.
Yeah, right across from the so-called shrine, just a few feet away, like right there on the curb where the shrine to Michael Brown is the voter registration booth. I mean, that's pathetic.
It's disgusting. Hello. This is a community that is, the community is mourning, and they are angry because, you know what, a lot of them don't really know what happened. They're only hearing what the lamestream media is reporting, and they're only hearing what other people that are like mini-me's of Al Sharpton are saying, which have proven to be lies so far. And we don't know the whole story. We don't know the whole facts. We have not heard directly from the police officer involved yet. Some of the witnesses' stories have already changed. We know that Michael Brown was not, in fact, running away when he was shot because of, based on the shots from the autopsy. So the story changed, which means not all the facts are out there. So how about everybody relax, wait for the facts to come out, and then, you know what? If it's true that the cop acted outrageously, feel free to be pissed off. But how about you wait until that comes out, until you destroy your own community?
Right, exactly. Well, we also know that the cop has a broken eye socket. So,
right.
Apparently, a gentle giant or whatever the hell they call him, he's not as gentle as they like to make him out to be. I mean, look at his shrine. It's got empty bottles of liquor and blunts and stuff like that. What does that say? You're going to live like a thug? You're going to die like a thug?
Yeah, that's, you know, and even his, I don't know if it was his cousin or one of his relatives, someone had said, don't look at him by his past actions. Hello? He's not some innocent kid.
Right. We're all judged based on our past and present actions. I mean, that's part of your whole, you know, if you had to draw a verdict of your whole life, it would be judged based on your past. Oh, I'd be in serious trouble. But yeah, what else do you have to base it on if you don't know the guy's present? All you have is his past.
Right,
yeah.
And as soon as this happened, of course everyone was looking for information on the cop and what was his record like, and did he ever get in trouble before, you know what I mean? And he has a clean record so far as we know. But
right.
The whole point is, you know what, my takeaway from this so far is it doesn't appear to me that the cop did this because he's a racist. It doesn't appear to be a white-on-black issue. It doesn't even appear to be a cop on a, you know, just an innocent bystander issue. We don't know the whole story, so I'm not willing to make a complete judgment yet, but as bits and pieces of the facts come out, it's obvious that the left, as usual, overreacted. The cop haters, as usual, overreacted. And a lot of people overreacted. You know, and I agree with what you said earlier about the militarization of the cops. I really don't see why cops need Bearcats and MRAPs and all these other military things. and so I think that escalates sort of in some ways, you know what I mean, the situation.
Right. Exactly.
And so that's a whole different story, though, that's coming out of this. Like, once we get once we get through the weeds of what happened between Darren Wilson, the police officer, and Michael Brown, the, I don't know what you want to call him, perpetrator, victim, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get past the civilian, there you go. Once you get past what that happened and that's resolved, whether it's in the cop's, you know, favor where he was justified or whether it's in Michael Brown's favor, he was actually a victim, then we have an entirely different conversation about the militarization of our local police departments and why the hell they're doing that. That's
right.
A whole, that's going to, and I hope that comes out of this conversation because
me too.
We've all been knowing this has been going on. I mean, our legislature fought against Concord, New Hampshire getting a Bearcat because we're all like, really, why the hell do you need a Bearcat, especially in New Hampshire, which is one of the lowest crime states in the country. I mean, yeah, in the country. So I think that's once that dust settles, I hope that conversation continues.
Oh, me too. Because it needs to happen. Because if you have the military, if you have the police turned into the military and they're marching down the street, it presents an era of authoritarianism that, you know, no longer do you have your community police force like Mayberry or something like that, where the cops had a relationship with the town. Everybody knew everybody. They knew each other by name. When you have that kind of goings on, you don't need military equipment. But somewhere along the line, we lost that. And so now you have this situation where the cops have all this military equipment, so therefore they are the authority, and pretty soon you have a police state. And I don't want to, you know, we have to have that conversation or we're going to end up there.
Yeah. No, we, and honestly, I think in some places we probably already are there. And, you know, like I said, we tried to fight it in New Hampshire, but what else have they done that we might not know about? You know, what other training has been given or what other weapons? And I use the term weapons. Normally I use the term firearms, but when you're being trained to be a militarized state, those are weapons. Those are not
right.
Firearms like you and I can have. So I don't know. I don't think we really fully know all that's gone on. I mean, let's face it, government at the local, state, and federal level is just not accountable to us anymore.
Exactly. Because they don't have to be. Because people don't hold them accountable. So I'm hoping that maybe that is something good that will come out of it. So people will start holding their government more accountable.
Because I agree.
It's not a racial issue. I mean, when you look at how many people, the kinds of groups that have been put on the terrorist watch list, freaking conservative groups. I mean, if I'm the enemy...
Right.
Then that means these people are going to be coming after me.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, and that's why it distresses me a little to hear some conservatives that say, well, the police are always right, and this, that, and they defend the cops no matter what. And I'm not anti-cop. I mean, you know, I like the cops. They're, you know, they're the only thing between you and a bullet sometimes. But, and their job is very difficult, but they cannot morph into this army like what we have serving overseas.
No, they're not even trained for that. I'm sorry, but getting a freaking 3-day training class and that kind of thing is not the same. They're supposed to be protecting us. They're not supposed to be fighting against us. And the fact that they're getting trained to fight against us is really kind of disturbing.
It's very disturbing. And a lot of these people are like Barney Fife with military equipment.
Well, you know that, too. You live in Georgia. I live in New Hampshire, so. No, I agree. And, you know, and you're so right about, like, no, like, I personally don't know the cops in my town. I mean, there's only a few. I live in a really small town. But anytime I've encountered any of them for, you know, something happened or whatever, not at my house, not I wasn't in trouble, mind you. They're very nice, you know. They, you know, my police station is in the bottom of the house of a house at City Hall. That's how small my town is.
Wow.
So, yeah. You know, so it is, you're right. They're typically, and this isn't always the case. I know I've met plenty of a-hole cops, especially state troopers. However, typically the local police know their community. They know the people in it. They're friendly with them. They don't want to do anything wrong with them, you know, or to that, you know, to the people in their community. They want to keep their community safe, happy, whatever. But, you know,
right.
You get rid of the ones that not good.
Yeah, there are some people that don't need to be cops and are, unfortunately.
And those are the people, unfortunately, those are the people that make the news.
That's right. That's right. You know,
like
the media.
It's just like with anything. A few people because a few people are of a certain group, everybody attributes those people to the whole entire group. And, you know, I just disagree with that.
Right. And we've got to get out of this groupthink mentality. That's
yeah,
part of
exactly.
the problem. We've got to get back to looking at people as individuals and treating them as individuals instead of, you know, and it's insidious throughout everything, this groupthink. And that's where this whole idea we're losing our democracy. We're not a democracy. And if you say that again, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Exactly. They're just clueless. And it's just, I actually feel really bad for the people in Ferguson because of the outside infiltrators who have come in. It seems to me that the people there, they're not bad people. They just, you know, of course they're angry at first because they hear all these things. They don't know, you know, they hear the rumors. They don't know the real facts yet. And they're just being taken advantage of.
Right. And imagine what a disruption it must be if you're just some average Joe citizen that lives in that town. And the media. If all the media would go home, maybe a lot of the stuff would calm down.
Right.
But everybody in the media, and even the local TV stations in Atlanta has been sending reporters there. Why? You know, we're here in Atlanta. We're not in Missouri. Why are you sending this clown out there?
Because they're ginning up the chaos in the division in this country. Got to remember, it's right before election time.
Oh, yeah, I know. And everybody wants to be where the action is, and that's where the action is right now. And meanwhile, we have a freaking open border
just
letting all kind of riffraff and cancer and human cancer into this country. I saw an article just today that said the drug cartels are in cahoots with ISIS now. In this country.
Not a shocker. Did we not call that a while ago?
Oh, we did. But, you know, when you see what's going on, you know, with that guy, Oh my God, his head sawed off yesterday. And now you know these people are in our country, and we got a freaking president who's on the golf course as soon as he gets done with his press conference talking about, oh, I feel so bad for the family and all this jazz, but I got to go play golf, so yeah, sucks to be you. And meanwhile, the guy who gets killed apparently said it was, you know, the U.S. government's fault. Now, maybe he was coerced into saying that. I don't know. But even
well,
if you...
Well, I saw some tweets earlier from him that, you know, I probably would have slammed him back then if I had seen the tweets. But it doesn't matter. The guy doesn't deserve to get his head cut off. And he actually
right.
happens to be from New Hampshire, too. But as usual, Obama is, you know, like you said, on the golf course. And I'm using on the golf course in terms not just to mean literally on the golf course. The guy is out to lunch when it comes to the Middle East. We knew about ISIS. I mean, you and I might not have known, but damn well sure that the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service, Homeland Security, they all knew about ISIS in Iraq, and they all knew what ISIS was doing over a year ago. And we did nothing. That's what Obama wanted to do.
The Iraqis asked Obama to send drones in there when ISIS first started coming in.
So
but
here,
the thing about
so now here we are. These guys are worse than friggin' Al-Qaeda. And now here we are. This just happened. And this and I said this earlier, Obama is, excuse me, too little too late as usual, but he's effing up in the Middle East, but it's intentional.
Right. It's, the thing about it is that pisses me off is that I see this guy getting his head sawed off. I didn't watch the video, but I did see pictures of the aftermath because stupid people post them on Facebook for some reason. And you have people in this country that, well, you got to put it all into context. I mean, even if you thought that it was the fault of the U.S. government for all the stuff that's going on over there, what does it say about the brutality of these people that they'll saw a man's head off? If they wanted to kill him mercifully, they could have shot him. And you have people over here that are defending that sort of thing. Well, next time, offer up your own damn throat because they're coming over here and you may as well help them. Here, grab a knife and help them. Help them cut your own head off because that's exactly what you're doing. Because this stuff is coming over here, and we are going to have to face it, and we better damn well start turning off the TV and Dancing with the Stars and all that stupid crap and start putting some pressure on these worthless idiots in Washington before we end up losing our lives for it. There's my rant.
Amen, sister.
So
totally agree with you. We talked about it last week. Where's Code Pinkos? Where are they? Where are all the anti-war scumbags who fought against all this stuff during when Bush was in office? They are silent. Where are all the left-wing women who are supposed feminists fighting against the pieces of crap in ISIS who are killing women, killing children? Where are they? Nowhere to be. Freaking found.
Exactly. I saw an article just the other day said a lot of these Yazidi women that had been raped are now throwing themselves off of mountaintops so they don't have to live with the shame of it. And where's the feminists in this country who are sitting here bitching and moaning about having to pay for a damn $10 a month birth control pill? Here,
you know where
I'll
they are?
Pay for your damn tubal ligation so you'll never reproduce, and then I won't have to listen to you moan about it anymore.
That would actually work.
You know, I'll start a charity for donations. I won't even ask the government to do it. I'll tubal ligation if you'll just shut the hell up.
I'd say we just forget the tubal ligation, just rip the whole freaking uterus out. It's useless anyway.
replaced it with one of those crocheted purses.
No, but seriously, they've been mum about Islam. You know, they call everybody who is against Islamic extremists, they call us bigots or racist or whatever the hell is their term of the day. Yet these are the same people, Islamic jihadists. I'm not talking about Muslims in general. I'm talking about the extremists who stone women, force women to wear burqas. Okay, regular Muslims kind of do that too, but whatever. That's their religion. I'm not going to get into that. I'm talking about extremists here. They stone women. They kill women. They rape women. If a woman is raped, she gets in trouble for it as if it's her fault. In
right.
Saudi Arabia, women aren't allowed to freaking drive. Really? Now, I understand it's a joke that women can't drive, but come on. It's not because
especially
they can't drive
Asian.
In Saudi Arabia.
If you're an Asian woman, you shouldn't be allowed to drive. If you're Asian woman, you shouldn't be allowed to drive.
It's an ongoing joke, whatever. But there's some serious, severe human rights issues against women in the Middle East, and left-wing feminazis are freaking mum on it, and they always have been.
Yeah, and not only that, but, I mean, if you people out there who are peaceful Muslims, and I believe there are peaceful Muslims, if you aren't going to speak out about it, then don't get mad at me for saying that your whole religion is crap, that it's all just a bunch of cutthroats, because these are the people that should be on the front lines of speaking out about it. Your religion has been hijacked by a bunch of demon spawn clothed in flesh, and you won't say a word about it. So don't come against me when I talk about how Islam is nothing but violence if you're not willing to defend your own faith.
You know what? I agree. And a lot of people, there's a lot of people who were former Muslims, women, especially women, who they say the same exact thing. Brigitte Gabriel, I believe is her name. She speaks out
her.
All the time. Is that the right name? You know who I'm talking about,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Brigitte Gabriel. Yeah, that's right.
She talks about it all the time, and she says the same thing. You cannot just sit still and let these people take over the whole meaning of all of this, because by sitting in silence, you are participating in their violence.
Right. Silence is complicity, regardless of the issue.
Yep,
so.
I agree. And that's why it's so aggravating and frustrating and angering that you have, you know, you not only have the people that are within the same religious realm not saying anything, you have all these left-wing feminazis not saying a damn thing, and they're sitting over here, like you said, whining about goddamn free birth control when there's women and young girls having acid thrown at them and being killed because of something a man did to them.
Exactly. And all Gloria Steinem is doing is sporting her cute t-shirt about how proud she is that she had an abortion or some stupid crap.
Please tell me that woman has no spawn.
She doesn't have any spawn because she killed the only spawn she was going to have.
Well, honestly, you know, that makes me feel choice. I know that's awful, but, you know, in some cases, it's valid. I know that's
well,
evil,
that child,
but, you know.
The child's better off. The child's in a better place than it would have been had it been born to Gloria Steinem.
Oh, my God, that's like that woman I told you about. She's a pro-choice feminist who's for human rights because she believes that abortion is a human rights issue. And I was like, really, what about the human rights of I said, what about the rights of the human that you aborted? Hello?
Right. And then she ended up following you on Twitter, didn't she?
Yes, you did. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, you can poke her with an intellectual stick all the time.
Yeah, she didn't respond after I said that. She just followed me. So I'm like, okay, I'll follow you back, and this will be fun.
I want us to get some trolls on our show.
We don't get trolls. It's not fair. I think they're scared.
They should be scared. They don't want to be poked by the stick.
They don't like to call in, I don't think. I think they just like to, you know, message us after the fact or whatever. I don't think they want to actually confront, you know, because even though it's over the radio, they don't like to confront because it's more personal that way. And then, of course,
right,
you can hear their voice and you can hear the feminist part of their voice.
Yes, especially if they're one of those pajama boy feminists.
Oh, my God.
Talks with a lisp and wears hipster glasses.
Drinks hot chocolate in mommy's basement with marshmallows.
I think that Rachel Maddow probably has a bigger Adam's apple than Pajama Boy does.
I don't know. Do you think her sister, Chris Hayes, has a bigger... No, she probably has a bigger Adam's apple than her sister, Chris Hayes. Oh, my God. Do you still have that video of people throwing rocks at him in Ferguson?
I think that's somewhere in RPA. Yeah, I loved that. I watched that. I played that over and over again just so I could get a good laugh.
I did. I played it a few times. I'm like, oh, my God, Rachel Maddow's sister is getting pinged with – and they weren't little rocks. They were big-ass rocks.
Yeah. They were chunking rocks at the dude. It was hilarious. Oh, I laughed my ass off when I saw that.
See, even angry black people don't like Rachel Maddow's little pajama boy sister.
That's right. That's why they only have, like, 5 viewers. Because they can't even get blacks to watch them. Yep.
That was killing me when you sent me that video. I was dying.
Yeah, I liked that because I was wondering why that clown was even there in the first place. But then I remembered, yeah, that's where all the action is. So all the networks have to send somebody, man on the street interview or whatever. But I call him Mr. Estrogen, but that might be an insult to my own hormones.
I think it is because I think I don't know. We're more real women than he is, but he's, how do we do that? How do we work that?
I don't know because I've seen menopausal women with more facial hair than that guy.
When I first saw his picture, I'm like, seriously? No.
He's one of those that likes to have a good cry every now and again, just to get in touch with his feminine side.
Yeah, like every night when he goes home and pulls down his pants.
There's that visual again, tonight. Kimberly.
Some guy earlier, I posted something on Chris Hayes' sister's page, Rachel Maddow, about the whole ISIS thing and them, you know, being late on the uptake, whatever. And the guy, like, called me Kimberly Moron, blah, 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 because that's so original. Like, my brothers didn't say that first when I got married, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I said something of like, how much effort did that take for your micro penis to think up?
Yes,
I mean,
so rich.
Seriously.
Oh, I'm so proud of your humor.
Oh. That's why we're doing the show together, because we have the same sick, twisted sense of humor.
Oh, speaking of feminists, did you see that picture? Somebody posted it a couple weeks ago of that woman who looks like Pat from Saturday Night Live. And she,
oh,
was,
my God, yes.
She was wearing a turtleneck with a bustier on the outside. And she had a sign,
oh my God,
that said,
yes,
just because I'm wearing a bustier doesn't mean I'm a sex object or something. And she looked like Pat from Saturday Night Live.
Yes, I saw. Really?
Yeah. Oh, I laughed my ass off when I saw that. Cause that's
I gotta say, for someone like that to do that, I mean, it actually takes a lot of balls to think that you should be able to do that.
It was hilarious.
And
she had like this really tight turtleneck, and it came all the way up to her chinless jaw, and then she had on this bustier.
I just cracked my elbow because I was laughing. Ow. Oh, my God.
She's probably never even been with a man looking like that.
How about the time you posted that woman who said something about, I don't know, leave her vagina alone or something, and she looked like a troll, and then you put a little hat on her?
Oh, yeah, that was the woman who looked like a lawn gnome. And I can't remember. She was holding a sign, and it was like
a sign that said something. She was like a grandma gnome.
Yes, and I turned her into one. I put a beard and a hat on her, like the yard gnome, like the guy, the Travelocity gnome.
Yeah, and I can't remember what her sign said, but it was something absolutely ridiculous that would never happen to her if she wanted it to.
Right. She handed out $20 bills. We're so bad. We are so bad.
And you know what? I don't care. I've been like this my whole life. I used to, one of my favorite things is to go, like when I lived in Mass, we'd go to Faneuil Hall, and there's, in the summertime or the spring when it's nice out, and you can sit outside at restaurants and have dinner and just make fun of everybody. Because you know what? I'm not evil, because someone is probably making fun of me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. And I don't care. Cause I,
exactly.
I don't,
really, I don't either.
Stranger's opinion. I mean, why do I care about what some asshole thinks about me? I'm never going to see him again. So make fun of me all you want, and I'll make fun of other people.
Exactly. I do that all the time. You know, there's nothing like people watching. The thing is, you know, being involved in politics, it's more than just people watching, because people put themselves out there, right? I mean, we put ourselves out there, so, you know, God only knows what people are saying. We know the left, especially males, are calling us nasty things, whatever, which actually make us laugh. But if you're putting yourself out there, you're subjecting yourself to people not necessarily judging you, but making fun of you, regardless of who you are.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, I don't care what people say about me. I honestly don't. I probably don't think I ever have. I'll make fun of my own self.
Right. Oh, I make fun of myself all the time. But the point of that is, why would you let some stranger have that kind of power over you in the first place? Because if you're bothered by what these people think when they don't know you and you don't know them, you're allowing them to have power over you. And that's one of the reasons we have such a problem in this country. It's because people are all gunched up about what other people think, and, oh, you can't say that because that offends me. Well, good, I'll say it again, I'll offend you some more. Be glad you live in a country where you can be offended and offend. Pray that it stays that
way. Exactly. I'll say what offends you, and then I'll say something that offends you even more, you prick.
That's right. Keep it up. I'll pummel you with a fence if I have to until I come out on top.
Exactly. Again, I will play. I will get in the sandbox and I will play with you. But once you start being nasty and your mud cakes taste awful, I'm going to throw sand in your eyes and then I'm going to kick your ass. You're right.
Right.
It's not just throwing sand in their eyes. It's then kicking them in the nuts.
That's right. I'll beat you to a bloody pulp if I have to. So you fry uncle.
And it's, the thing is, it's all in words and facts. But you know you won the argument when you're providing facts. You're being nice, quote unquote. You know, you're being nice. You're just providing, you know, facts, whatever. And they just come back with attacks and being nasty. It's like, dude, you want to get nasty? Because I can get way nastier than you can. I can make you cry.
Yes. And I can insult your mother, too.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say that. You know what's really bad?
What's that?
Especially with this really offends women. With leftist women, they will say something about blah, 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 your mother. And all I post back is, my mother's dead. They get so offended. They get so upset by this. And it kills me every time. And I'm like, what? It's true. You know, it doesn't offend me to say that, but I know it offends them, so I do it. And I know
right.
I might be evil, but I know my mother's proud of me.
Right. Well, it's... They don't like that.
Yeah. No, because they just what they just said to you is, you know, they just insulted you and tried to use your mother, and then you come back and you say my mother's dead, and they're like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm saying, you know, don't talk about my mother then, jackass.
That's right. Oh, man. Who can I say is dead? Oh. I'm
right?
<kidding.
laughs> I'll never forget. You know, all these years I've been fighting with leftists online. I've been fighting with, you know, whatever, about politics, whatever. And I'll never forget, a couple years ago, I was at, it's a fair, you know, like a, you know, just a fair down, it was a couple miles down the road, and I was at the Republican tent talking to someone I know, and this Democrat comes up to me, and he's just talking to me, and he's kind of crazy, you know, whatever, typical leftist male, older guy, and then he's asking me questions like, what do you think about this and what do you think about that? So I'm telling him my opinion. And then he says, what do you think about global warming? I'm like, it's not man-made. First things out of his mouth is, you're stupid. All I could do was laugh in his face. That's all I did. And one of the representatives who was in the tent, who's actually running for Senate now, like, reprimanded him. She's like, you don't talk to her like that. And all I could do was laugh. I could not do anything else because I've never dealt with that in person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Usually I'm right.
Online
and it's just easy to deal with them. And I didn't want to make them, you know, because I was in the Republican tent, I didn't want to say anything bad to make them look bad, but I just laughed in his face. And then the guy comes back later and he's like, let's be friends on Facebook so we can continue our discussion. I'm like, I'm not friends with people who are like you. And that just shut him up. Like, he was, you know, he desperately wanted to continue to try to have a debate, except he couldn't debate because his point was, you're stupid.
Right, exactly. That's not how you debate.
No.
It just shows you don't have any facts.
Do it. Exactly. You want to have a discussion, just, you know, let's have a discussion, you know, and there's honestly, I'm actually friends with some left-wing people on Twitter, not on Facebook. Facebook is a echo chamber, which I love. I'm friends with some people on Twitter who are left, you know, they're Democrats. They're not far, far left-wingers or anything, but they're very nice people. We might disagree. We agree on some stuff. We might disagree on other stuff, but we always civilly discuss. These are people that I would hang. These are people I would personally hang out with because they're actually nice people. They're fun. They're sarcastic like we are, but you know, we just disagree on stuff.
Oh yeah, I know people like that too, and I have no problem with someone disagreeing with me. You know, that's not even an issue. My sister-in-law is a liberal, so we just don't talk politics at family gatherings. But you know, it's not about disagreement; it's about the nastiness that some people engage in. And there's no reason for it. All you're doing is proving my point that you're woefully uninformed, that you don't know how to argue your point, that you don't have the facts on your side. And so...
And you're a douchebag.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. No, I have... That's why I have two Facebook pages, which is probably I'm not supposed to, but I have a family one. And then, you know, and, you know, people that are friends that I, you know, live around here, whatever. And then I have my political page. Once in a while on my family page, I will make comments on other people's posts because sometimes I just can't help myself. And they don't like it because they don't like the truth. Because I do have people that are liberals and they get pissed off. You know, for the most part, I just ignore any political posts other people post, and I just keep it to my political page, which I do have family members on. You know, I do have some of the same people who are on both pages because I post different things. I'm not on my family page very often, and I tell them, you know, I'm too busy in politics. I'm not going to be on this page. But, you know, you're right. You can be friends with some people. And just don't just have those discussions, that's all. Because those people aren't going to be nasty to you because they're actually friends. And other people are, you know, people you may not know, those are the nasty pieces of crap that we like to play with like cat toys.
Right. Exactly. And it's exactly, it's like a cat when they play with a spider and they pull all the legs off before they kill it.
Oh, Christy, I love that one. Oh, we need to get a video of that. Someone has to have a video of that.
Yes, if anybody out there has a cat, if you ever see it playing with a spider, watch it. Because it'll bat it around, pull the legs up, and then it'll, like, eat it at the very end.
Pulling a spider's legs out. No, I'm looking up right now. I want a video of that. I'm preferring a cartoon. Legless spider. I don't want to look at spiders. I hate spiders.
Oh, the people have been posting those pictures of those huge spiders in a house, and they saying, "What would you do if you saw this?" And I burn my house
thrower.
Down.
Burn the house
down.
Yeah,
exactly. I'd be moving out here, and spider, you can have it.
Okay, I found one. I'm going to put this in the chat. It just, it's a person that's pulling a spider's leg off, and the spider's going like, ooh! I hate spiders. Spiders are like, I love snakes, I love lizards, I love all kinds of things, but spiders I draw the line at. And I was at the gun range last weekend, and I went to go into the bathroom, and there was a daddy long legs on the door. Screamed. I yelled. And then it was too high. I was trying to kick it, but it was too high for me to kick and kill. Some guy comes over. He's laughing at me. He comes over. He's like, "What's the matter?" I'm like, "There's a spider." Comes over, smacks it with his hand. I'm like, "God damn it." Okay, here I am, you know, locked and loaded at a gun range. I shot a 50 caliber machine gun type thing, automatic weapon, and I'm afraid of a daddy long leg.
Well, when it comes to spiders, if a spider is up in the corner of a ceiling, I'll leave it there, and it can eat the mosquitoes or whatever. If it comes down into my area, then the last thing it's going to see is the bottom of my shoe.
Yeah.
So if it wants to stay alive, it'll stay away from me.
Yeah, that's my deal. I lived in a place one time, and I had, cement stairs going down with handrails, iron handrails. And there was this funky looking spider on it. I'm like, you know what? You stay over there. I'll let you stay over there as long as you kill the bugs, because I don't even, you know, I kind of don't walk on that side because it was the opposite side of the door. The
yeah.
minute that little spider came over to me, done, gone.
That's right. Just like a leftist.
Exactly.
Oh. Well.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What else did we have today?
Well, you know, I wanted to mention, you know, football season's coming up, and there was that story about Phil Simms and Tony Dungy on, because they're commentators now. And so they said that they're not going to mention the name Redskins this season because that might be offensive.
Someone just to F off and fire them?
I guess it was the networks are supporting that move, not surprisingly. But it just occurs to me that we have so totally curtailed our freedom of speech, and we haven't even done it by government mandate. We've done it to ourselves.
And that's why, even worse.
You know, that's why I don't mind offending people. I don't mind pricking them a little bit and reminding them that they live in a free country, because you don't need to protect benign speech. It's the speech that offends that the First Amendment wasn't intended to protect. So if you want to do your patriotic duty, go out and offend as many people as possible. And then give us an update next week.
I try to do that on a daily basis, and I know you do too. I think we have to up the ante.
I think that would be a good idea.
I think we need, you know what we should do, is we should start a weekly thing. Who did you offend this week? And then have people post it in the chat room or post it on the Facebook page and just tell us how they offended someone this week. They don't have to tell us who it was. Just tell us how they offended someone this week.
Yes, that would be awesome. Even if you're just posting a YouTube clip of a Dean Martin roast. Because, you know, you couldn't do that nowadays. Because Dean Martin roasts are hilarious. Hilarious. But
oh, my God.
No way.
They're awesome. Yep.
I love those, but you couldn't have those now. Same thing with All in the Family and, you know.
Monty Python.
No freaking way
Monty Python would be acceptable today.
No. Blazing Saddles, you couldn't have a movie like that. See, it was so much more fun when people didn't carry a chip on their shoulder. They didn't look for reasons to be offended, and, they, you know. And people could tell dirty jokes or whatever. Nobody cared. But now
Our country was actually better then, too, wasn't it?
It was. People were a lot more laid back. People got along. I mean, people had their political sides, but they knew how to compartmentalize their politics away from the other areas of life. And now politics infects everything.
Infects is the proper term.
Yeah, it is. It's like a disease, almost.
Well, liberalism is a mental disorder. I fully, truly believe that, because I don't understand. I know people who are, like my son's aunts, not on my side, are liberals. And he actually, so proud, such a proud mommy, he's a conservative. And he fights with them. He'll argue with them on Facebook. Or one of them. And these are intelligent women who are smart. I mean, they're funny. Otherwise, we'd get along. But I don't understand how they can't understand normal thinking. I don't get that. That's what I don't get about liberal women. The men, I don't, whatever. I'm not even going to go there. But women, I don't get it.
Well, liberals tend to not so much think as feel. They feel things. And even when I'm hearing, you know, some people call into a talk show or give an interview on the news or whatever, and they say, well, I just feel like we should do this. And I encourage people not even to use that term. Don't say, I feel like this, that, and the other. Say, I think we should do this. And even
That's a good point. You're right. It's all about emotions and feelings as opposed to logic and reasoning.
Right, and feelings change so often. You know,
yeah, like
not
every minute, especially in PMS with menopause. I'm telling you, the best thing, people think that pampering is the best thing for PMS. No, go to the range. There you go. I was talking to a woman last night, and she had shot a gun for the first time the other last weekend when we were at the range for an event. And she's like, it was really awesome. And I told her that. I'm like, you know what? You get PMS, go to the range. But yeah, you're right. This whole emotional feeling thing, like, I get, of course, we're women, so we can be emotional, whatever. Men can be emotional, too. That's fine. Well, put down a voice sometimes more than others when his mommy doesn't make his bed. But you need to, I don't understand how more people don't use logic and reasoning, or at least thought processes instead of emotional processes to make decisions.
Because when you have to think through an issue, that requires effort. It's easier just to let your feelings be your guide rather than have to sit there and think through it and think through the consequences and, you know.
Well, you came totally out on that one.
Well,
were you saying bad words because you were blocked out on that one?
No. Maybe my phone's just breaking. I think my phone doesn't die. It's again.
No, you're right. I mean, I think it's too hard for people to think.
Right. And they're not taught how to think, and they're certainly not taught how to think in school.
Oh, my God, no, especially not with Common Core. I just saw an article tonight by Legal Insurrection. It's a poll that was done, and it said the majority of people are against Common Core. Really? And that includes teachers, you know, and parents and other people. It includes the whole gamut of people. Why the hell are we putting it into place?
Right.
You know?
Because we have politicians that are determined to put it into place.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on that. Yeah. We have some politicians that are determined to put it in place because they get money. And those aren't
right. They're
not necessarily politicians. They're the superintendents of schools, school boards, who don't really want to hear ever what parents say, because often they say, well, are you an educator? No, I'm a flipping parent. And even if I'm not a parent of a kid in school, those kids are my future. I want the best education for them. They think that you don't know what the best education is just because you're not an educator. Yeah.
That's right. Well, and it also achieves their long-term goal of creating a generation of mushheads who don't have anything, any more skill or acuity than to just, you know, an average job. Yeah, worker bee, and pay your taxes, and there's nothing exceptional about you. You know, and that's what they want.
Yeah, they want worker bees. That's exactly what they want. The rich kids, the wealthy kids who can afford to go to private school or better charter school. No, charter school's not necessarily, because the left fights those all the time. But the wealthy kids who can afford to go to private schools who are going to teach them better standards, they will be the bosses, right? And then, you know, the kids who are stuck going to public schools who have to learn Common Core, that's still a worker bee. They're already creating. What Common Core does is just it creates the have and the have not. That's what it does in the long run, in the future. And the lesson, you know, seems to be, actually, I shouldn't even say that because it doesn't even, Common Core crosses all political lines. Democrats don't like it. Republicans don't like it. Independents don't like it. The problem is it's people on the far left, I think, who are pushing it as opposed to, you know, normal, quote, unquote, people in politics. No, regardless, I should say normal people who don't have political, you know, politics isn't their number one priority.
Right. Exactly. Well, now, well, see, even among liberal parents, they can see what kind of garbage it is. You know, pretty soon, if you care about your kid at all, you have to set your politics aside and look at, you know, this math problem doesn't make any sense. There's no way to solve it. You know.
No, it's ridiculous, and it's going to be excuse me. It's going to be a huge fight. I mean, it's already a painful fight that a lot of people are losing, and the sad part is I don't think enough parents are paying attention to know what's going on. Those are the parents that are, number one, low-information voters. Number two, I understand they're busy. They got kids. They're busy. Kids take a lot of effort. Number three, you know, instead of looking at what's going on at night when the kids are in bed, they're watching, you know, like you said, Dancing with the Stars, instead of, you know, keeping up to date with what's going on.
Exactly. And it's like what I said before. And I don't have children, but the job of a parent is not just to provide for their physical needs. You have to leave them something that they can build on in this country and make a life for themselves.
Right. Right, exactly. And that's the problem. That's my thing. I don't have kids in public school. But these kids that are in public school, they're my future. They're your future. They're all of our, just the entire country's future. And if we don't do something to make their future better, and that doesn't just include, like, Common Core. That includes the deficit. That includes everything across the country. If we don't do something to make this country better for them, it's going to be worse for us as well. And
exactly.
That's the problem. So maybe I'm being selfish by wanting to make their future better, but their future is also mine.
That's right. Because they're the ones going to be in control of all the policy that affects all of us.
True.
And that's kind of scary.
That's actually really scary. One of our listeners just posted on my Facebook page, "Hey, I watched Dancing with the Stars with my kids who take ballroom dancing lessons, but this woman is a kick-ass fighter against Common Core." So that's what I told them. Like, yeah, but you're informed. She fights nonstop against Common Core. So, you know, you can, Patrice, watch Dancing with the Stars all you want as long as you stay informed in the meantime and help us fight.
Yes, exactly. We don't want to take away all of your, like, karaoke shows or whatever the new singing show is now. They've got about one on every network now. Sports or any of that. We all need a little bit of a break away from politics sometimes.
On a rare occasion, my break from politics is watching HGTV. And
I watch that too.
Oh my God, I haven't done this in a while. I think a couple weekends ago I fell asleep to watching it on the couch. But I love to watch HGTV just because it's mindless and it's kind of cool and people are dumb and, you know, you learn stuff. But that's my mindless fluff with TV. I don't watch TV otherwise usually. That's my mindless fluff with TV. And every once in a while, that's what I'll do. And I'm like, you know what? I can't do politics anymore right now. I just got to lay on the couch and watch some fluff.
Yep. Let your mind
and we
fed.
All need that.
Exactly.
Oh, please. I already scheduled a vacation the day after the elections in New Hampshire. I'm done. John.
Oh, you deserve it. I see how much you post about New Hampshire politics on Facebook.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you saw my post the other day, but I'm like, the more that I learn, you know, because I find out stuff that I don't want to even know, I'm like, oh, politics is so gross. I don't like it. I don't want to know this stuff, you know?
I wish I could be oblivious sometimes.
Be a lot better. You know what? Do you remember when you were?
Yes. And I was a lot less stressed, and I had more time to do things. And
yeah, exactly. I was like, I was on Flickr posting beautiful photographs. I haven't photographed one picture of a butterfly this year, and I usually do every year. So I'll just have to go to the butterfly place. Instead of going to the gun range with my son, I'll go to the butterfly place again.
You know, it might be a nice change.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a couple years. But, you know, nah, the range has butterflies, too.
Well, there you go.
I was laughing.
At the best of all.
I was laughing the other day. Butterflies flying, beautiful butterflies flying across the range. I'm like, I'm, of course, because I'm crazy. I'm like, beautiful little butterfly, like from Ant Flight. And then, you know, of course, we're shooting guns. We have 10 seconds left.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to say goodbye? You always do it so good.
Oh, goodbye, everybody, and come back next week or I'll find you.
We will hunt you down because we're good at that.
See you next week.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Damn, that 10 seconds. We'll get it right eventually. You got it right the first week.
Better luck.
We're bad at it now. And then we'll get shut off. Cold flat, cold turkey, right?
Yep. We should sing something.
Show me the way to go home.
Man, that's a long 10 seconds.
And she lied to me. That British bitch lied. My clock was different according to her, so I don't know what she's talking about.
Well. Let's see. 10, 9, 8. 7654321.
Seriously, are they just going to keep going?
I don't know. Are they giving us another hour? Were we that good?
I have no idea. Usually it just shuts down automatically. She was saying, you know, how many seconds were left. That's why I said it. It's been far longer than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
She hasn't come in and talked.
Hey, y'all. Great show. Kim, when you hang up, it shuts the show off, or I can hit end episode. But I was having so much fun listening to you guys keep going. Actually, it goes into a third hour. You can have a third hour. It just doesn't broadcast. So nobody that was listening online can hear us right now.
Okay.
When they listen to the archives. So if you guys ever need to go over, just tell everybody within the minutes before the show, the recording ends, they can call in and listen to the end of the show if they call in at the number. Anybody that's dialed in can continue to go on for an entire hour.
Oh, okay.
So, that's otherwise, nice. So we were sitting there talking like assholes and no one could hear the show.
Yeah, once the lady does the countdown, It ends it on live, but it doesn't stop the show. It won't stop the show until whoever calls in the host number hangs up, or I can press end episode at the studio. But like I said, I was having a fun time listening to you guys chat. You guys did a great job tonight. Some great things that you covered.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
All righty, you guys. Till next week.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye, Kim.
Bye.
Next week.
Oh, you bet.